Good afternoon, good evening. This is the Tan Man, DJ Tanis, here live on TroubleRadioRocks.com, reaching the farthest corners of the world, and actually, everybody, right now the hotspot seems to be Russia and Japan. So we've got the distance. Anyway, let me introduce, we have here live on Trouble Radio, Cold 43. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
And, okay, it's Josh, correct?
Yeah, my name's Josh. Sometimes they call me Danger, not too often, but it's kind of an inside joke, a Facebook inside joke. But, yeah, my name's Josh, Josh Cruz, Joshua.
Good stuff. All right. Excellent. Oh, boy, don't want to do that. Hold on just a second here. Just for all you the landlubber Treble Radio listeners out there who are used to my super, super clean interviews, well, as I was just telling Josh offline, that I'm jury-rigging it today, so if you hear a little noise, a little pop, it's all good. Anyways. All right, so Josh, I was sitting around, and I was tapped by your guy, Rod.
Yes.
And he sent me the music, and fantastic stuff. I'm going to ask you, before I get into the normal Trouble Radio interview process, which I think you're going to find quite fun, I'm going to ask you the same stagey, nasty old question. Who is the influences?
Big influence for us from the beginning was Blink-182. We had a big-time love for punk rock and skateboarding, and when we heard that band, it almost seemed like it meshed it together, and you know, a lot of the Southern California punk rock, skate punk, Pennywise, NoFX, Nippon Glory. You know, even a lot of those bands, not necessarily born or raised in Southern California, but, like, their music seemed to, like, always gravitate towards that, this part of town, as far as, like, the community that, you know, it was accepted by everybody down here. And it just was, like, really exciting stuff. So we kind of took that plus everything, you know, that you learn along the way from, you know, the Beatles, obviously, which is something you just learn, you know. It's almost like a school. It's like when you go to school, you learn history, you learn math. You know, the Beatles is just something that you have to learn.
Right.
Not, because, you know, because your parents, you know, they'll teach you. And even, you know, my little sister, she's 14 years old, but even she likes the Beatles, and she's never, you know, they're long gone, you know.
Okay.
It's just something. Yeah, so, you know, you just grab that. And so it's a lot of punk influence, a lot of, you know, melodic type of stuff like that, and a little bit of pop, you know?
Cool. Very cool indeed. Yeah, that's impressive because, especially you toss around the Beatles, I think it gets lost. People think that the younger guys coming up and the newer bands coming up, you know, I don't think they realize that they're pulling the same kind of influences as people did 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been one of my theories, my personal theories, but it's shared amongst, like, a lot of, well, you know, we talk about it amongst musicians, but when you listen to a group like the Beatles, you know, and when it came out back then, you know, they had their influences from skiffle and R&B and things like that. But when you heard the Beatles, I don't know what it is, but we just, like, listening to their music as a whole, the early stuff, not the Rubber Soul and on stuff, but, you know, but, like, the earlier stuff, it just sounds like pop punk to me. Like, that's where, like, the Ramones listened to. Like, I mean, Kurt Cobain and all those bands, you know, that became, like, worldwide, you know, well-known, you know, bands and musicians, all those guys always said, oh, we listen to the early stuff of the Beatles, you know? It just, and so, like, a lot of punk rockers will even say the same thing, like, we like that stuff, you know, because it was quick, it was fast, and it had good melody and good guitars.
Absolutely. All right. Well, very cool. Okay, so now we got to roll off onto normal Trouble Radio interviewing because, you know, people who listen to us know we're not quite so mainstream.
Right.
So now, name the other members of the band, just so we get that out of the way for the guys who weren't able to make it today.
It's three members of the band. It's Ricky James, our drummer. We've known him since we were kids, and obviously we, meaning my brother, Moses Cruz, who's the lead singer in our band. So it's me and my brother and my brother's best friend, so we pretty much grew up as best friends. So we've known, the three of us have known each other since we popped out of the womb. me and my brother came from the same womb, but you know what I mean.
I get you. Nice. Now, what are you guys doing? Have you reached a point yet where you're able to live off the music yet, or what are you guys doing on the side?
Well, we can live off of the music. You know, you have to keep touring. Right now, we're at a level where we're well known, and we do okay. We still sometimes do have to, you know, do a little bit of side jobs. You know, and it's fine. Like, for instance, I work with kids in Hollywood.
Oh, nice. Because,
you know, it's not a difficult thing to do.
Nice.
But, you know, it's a little, you know, a little money on the side doesn't hurt, especially when you're not touring. And the number one thing is it relieves the boredom because, you know, you get so used to the last 4 years from 2008 to 2012. Last year, we pretty much were on the road 8 months out of the year.
Right.
So whenever, you know, we have, like, long stretches, like, for instance, we've been home since January. It's already been 5 months almost, pretty much, and you know, you get bored, so you start doing other things just to keep you busy, plus, you know, producing, you know, helping other bands, you know, sometimes some of that, you know.
Oh, okay, so you're actually getting behind the scenes a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's something you want to do. I mean, you feel, it's like a natural progression, I guess.
Right.
A lot of people that are in the music business started off as band members, and, you know, they've become pretty successful, you know, as far as recording studios and producing and stuff. But, I mean, you know, you got to learn from the people who are doing it the right way.
Right, absolutely.
Somebody who's actually making money.
Absolutely. That's very cool, especially, you know, and a lot of people don't understand, too, you get behind the scenes like that. I mean, there's a lot of longevity, especially if you know, as you say, in your downtime. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to learn all that stuff too. I mean, you know, everything you do helps you in what it is that you want to accomplish. So, you know, producing other bands, listening to their music and their ideas for 8, 9, 10 hours at a time for like a week, kind of starts, you know, you start thinking about your stuff in a way, you know what I mean? You're focused on what you're doing at the moment, but when you go home and you realize, like, wow, there's other ways of doing things.
Yeah, you got that right. You got that right. So you've been down since January. You're doing the behind the scenes stuff. What's going on for the summer?
Well, we are gonna probably most likely start playing in June. What we want to do, the idea is we want to record a new album. Well, a new set of songs, either an album or an EP. Right now, it's leaning more towards an EP. We've been touring. Well, we have two full lengths out, and that's what we've been doing for the last, you know, 4 years. So pretty much, we do an album, we tour for 2 years. Next album, another 2 years. It hasn't been on purpose, but that's just the way it's, you know, sort of happened. So right now, we just want to start kind of fresh. We want to do a whole new album because we feel it's very important, this being our third release, that we can, you know, reach a new level as far as, like, the success of our band, or, you know, we want to reach a newer, well, not a newer audience, but we just want to reach a bigger audience.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Well, I'll tell you what, getting on here, you certainly are getting a geographically larger audience. We've had communications from, especially Russia. They really like your stuff. Really.
My brother will like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother loves the Russians.
Omsk, let's see here. Omsk seems to be the big one, and St. Petersburg.
That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah. It's tight. Oh, yeah. It's amazing, you know, with this internet radio, the reach that we can get artists, and it's just a wonderful thing. Love it. Anyways,
thank you very much.
Oh, hey, it's our pleasure. Absolutely. So now, you guys are young guys. Now I got to ask for the female contingent out there. We single. We engaged in relationships. What do you got?
Me and my brother are single. Our drummer Ricky James is not. He technically is, as far as his taxes are concerned. But he has his girlfriend. He's living with, and now, you know, maybe some people out there that know Ricky James all think this is a big deal. Other people, not really. But for anybody who knows Ricky James is a pretty traditional drummer, wild, crazy, Tommy Lee kind of.
Sure, I got it.
Attitude. So for him to settle down, it's actually a really big deal. But I mean, he's not officially settled down, I guess, as far as signing anything. But
I feel you.
He's happy. He's out there in San Diego, living the dream, as they say.
Nice.
But you know, everybody meets somebody when they're supposed to meet him, like, I suppose.
Okay, you got that right. Absolutely.
So yes, ladies, I'm single.
And there you have it, women. See, I'll ask him. Boxers, briefs, or commando, dude?
Boxer briefs. It's the easiest thing. The commando doesn't work for touring. It's bad.
Oh,
all around. and the boxers don't hold you in place as much as you want when you're also for touring. Everything is for touring. And yeah, the best thing is to keep it tight. It's like sports. You know, you gotta. Sometimes people wonder, why do us band guys wear such tight jeans?
I got
it's the exact same reason why football players and baseball players wear tight, you know, pants. Because, you know, whether you think so or not, we're very athletic. We, you know, we lift things. We, you know, we jump around. We do all these crazy moves. Nothing too crazy, I guess. But, you know, being flexible is very important for us. So that's why our pants are so tight.
Hey, you know, I never. That's a great answer. I asked that answer of a couple of different, I guess, high profile artists. We shall say, yeah. You know, the only one who would put their name to it was Michael Wilton of Queensryche.
Uh-huh.
And the Whip, and he kind of got it. That was a great answer. You know, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, if you went commando on stage, there would be some serious chafing issues.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's just, first of all, okay, we've done the Vans Warped Tour. There's no way. I mean, it's humid. It's 100 degrees plus. You know, and, you know, obviously, and for all you touring musicians out there, you know what I'm talking about, Gold Bond's medicated powder. It's amazing. Amazing.
Hey,
you know, and you use it where you need to. And it keeps you dry and it's awesome, but you gotta wear boxer briefs when you put that stuff on, or else it's not gonna stay on.
Hey, I got a recommendation for you. You want to go serious badass? They make a product for motorcycle riders, you know, who deal with that same very thing, and it's called Monkey Butt.
Monkey Butt. All right, I'll look into that.
See now, that's what you mean. How cool that you on a Warped Tour again, and you know they go, you know, what do you use, Josh? You say, I can use Monkey Butt.
Monkey Butt. I like that. You know, we could probably get them out here as a sponsor. That'd be great.
Oh, I know. Hey, I bet you they would. That would be all over the place.
Oh, my. You have no idea how much of a problem that is. And, you know, nobody, it's not like it's all on interviews and stuff, but it's a common thing we discuss, the band members. Like, you know, it's like when, you know, every morning we wake up and we say hello, and then everybody will say, you got swamp ass today? You got swamp ass today?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's just something that happens to everybody. And when it gets really bad, it's a rash. It turns into a rash. So you don't ever want it to get to that point, so you got to powder.
That's just great. Okay, Monkey, but see, you know what? Those guys, they're going to have to, like, slice us some bucks now because they're getting free airtime.
Right, okay. We owe them money.
Outstanding. Very cool. Hey, then before I forget, I want to make sure that I ask, where can these people go to get your music, get your sounds?
Everything. iTunes, we're having a bit of an issue with iTunes as far as we release our albums through our independent label. So we're recovering everything. It was a small indie label.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recovering everything. We're going to re-release both of our albums on iTunes.
Okay.
Within this month. But, you know, Amazon... is, you know, you can find it online, Amazon, you know, on our Facebook. I believe you can download some tracks. But just everyone, you know, just be a little bit patient with us. You know, iTunes, it went down, I think, like a few weeks ago. So within this month, it should be back up, you know. And if you really have to hear it, if you really just want to hear it, you know, you can always go to, like I said, the Facebook, Cole 43 or Cole43.com.
Sure.
Music's on there.
Sure. Absolutely outstanding. Okay, cool. Well, I don't want to keep you too long because this, you know, I find it, Saturday is a great time for radio, but it's not such a great time for band members because, it's a Saturday night. There are usually things you'd rather be doing.
down here in L.A., we got the, we're big hockey fans.
So you're watching the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. So we got the game at 6 o'clock today, which the teams, the L.A. Kings, are in San Jose. So, you know, we're looking to go up 3-0, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal down here. I mean, that's all we have right now.
Well,
the Lakers out of the playoffs and the Dodgers, they're still at the beginning of the season, so everybody's still in there. Yeah, I'll go watch them, but it's not that important just yet. So right now the hockey's the most important thing.
Oh, nice. You're all sports fans. Any football in there?
I'm a big sports guy. Before I started playing, I've always had such a deep love for music, but I also grew up in an area where, you know, all the kids played baseball and basketball. So,
right.
You know, recreation and parks in L.A., you know, I grew up playing on the baseball team and on the basketball team and on the flag football team, things like that. So I've always been a big, big sports junkie.
Nice.
And, that's also, which I found fascinating, that I found that bands are kind of, they function the same way as sports teams. Maybe not as, how do you say it? Maybe they're a little crazier and maybe they drink a lot more, but, you know, bands do function like teams. And, you know, you have your team, and whether it's your crew, your stage crew and everybody, like, nobody there ever feels like, since I'm not in the band, I'm not important. Everybody's job is just important for us to deliver a performance.
Outstanding. Well, Josh, if with your permission, I definitely want to set up some time to check in with you guys this summer, if that's cool.
Absolutely, anytime.
Outstanding. Good stuff. So, all right, people, you heard it. Amazon, be patient. They're going to redo for some iTunes. And, Cold 43.
It's all spelled out. Sometimes the number thing gets a little confusing, so... Because our name originally was written as, you know, Cold, C-O-L-D, a number 4, a number 0, and then a little star, and then a number 3. So it's Cold 40, and then 3.
Got it.
So what we did to make it easier on everybody, it's spelled out C-O-L-D-F-O-R-T-Y-T-H-R-E-E, Cold 43.
And there you go. See? You know, thinking of the fans, making it easy.
it's amazing, you know, and people are smart. Individually, everybody, you know, is smart. Sometimes you have some dummies, but, you know, people can think for themselves. But it's amazing how when you get everybody in one general, like, big, gigantic group, one little thing like that makes it, you know, and nobody can figure it out.
I feel you. All righty. I'm going to have Josh hold on the line here a second, then let me get the music back to the Treble Ready listeners. But, Josh, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. This is the Tam Man here, 3W.TrebleRadioRocks.com. Got to get a little bit more Cold 43 kicking in. To die would be an awfully good adventure. Is she now? Okay, how cool is that? That's nifty. That's called songwriting extreme there, especially in a title. Like it. Keep it locked and dialed here, 3W.TrebleRadioRocks.com.